D4.
Welcome back to Methlin Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll take a call, do an issue, take another call. Gary of Madison, you're first, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today, Gary of Madison.
Morning, man. Hey, I heard 90% of that yesterday here. Hey, what I got out of it, though, is that the Justice Department, the guy said they did not investigate state elections. So the Garland's not, these suppression laws are going through. I don't think Garland's going to do anything with them either. So I guess that means we need a National Voting Rights Act to go through. Of course, Republicans aren't going to go for that. So, but that's pretty much what I got out of that yesterday. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Yeah, that's partially the case, but not entirely. Absolutely, if there is a violation of federal law or the Constitution, they absolutely can investigate whatever is presented to them, whatever they want. So let me give you an example. Let's suppose that there's a dispute in a state over something having to do with state law and elections that doesn't implicate federal law or the Constitution. No, the Justice Department isn't going to go in on that. But in cases where in minority areas, they have only insufficient machines that break down on purpose, and people are harassed at the polls. Those are issues that look state, but absolutely the government can investigate that. But here it goes beyond that. They did investigate. For instance, in Antrim County, Michigan, there was an allegation by conspiracy people that 68% of the machines were inaccurate. They did go and investigate that. They did it through the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department. This is a presidential election. Absolutely, you can go and investigate that. And they found that that was baloney. There was not 68% of all the votes. There was one vote out of many thousands that had been miscounted. So that's an example. Another example is somebody said, oh, there was a truck full of shredded ballots in Virginia. In Georgia. Okay. So they went and investigated that. That was bull. Somebody just flat out lied about it. They said that there was a satellite in Italy that changed votes. They investigated that. That was baloney. That was baloney. In Wisconsin, all they could come up with was they said, well, there were a lot of drop boxes that had been tampered with. That's false. I'm saying that on this air. That's false. And there's nobody who's going to respond to that and prove me wrong. That is flat out false. This state is one of the most honest ones in the country. So when the Rosen said, we don't just go around investigating state elections, sure, right, okay. That's why you have states. But they absolutely did investigate every allegation of tampering. Remember, there are 60 cases or more judges brought by the Trump people that they lost, including cases that were overseen by Trump judges, including Trump judge cases. So if you looked at that hearing yesterday, you saw Donald Trump relentlessly, after he lost the election, working on Barr, then working on Rosen, then finding Clark, who is compliant, to sign a letter drafted by Eastman and Giuliani to legislators in six states. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It only has to be in six states, to falsely say there was fraud in the election, change the electors. And this would be on the Justice Department stationery with some of the most, that's a department that's had some of the most distinguished people in American history who had served as attorney general. It has a lot of weight. Barr said no, not because he's honest. He's crooked as a dog's hind leg. He did it because he chickened out. Rosen wouldn't do it. Donahue wouldn't do it. Engel wouldn't do it. Jeffrey Clark said he would do it. Jeffrey Clark said he would do it. And they called him acting attorney general until that meeting in the White House on January 3rd. Sidney Powell would do it. He was his next choice. And I think, and I'm telling you, and I may be the only guy who thinks this, It wasn't the fact that everybody in the Justice Department would resign. Everybody, all the leadership. You know what it was? Engel said, Trump said, what do I have to lose? What do I have to lose? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And Engel said, let me tell you what you have to lose. You put Clark here, who's totally unqualified. They said it to his face. Totally unqualified. And he's your third attorney general in 2 weeks. You get an environmental guy who sends a fake letter. That undercuts any credibility at all. You're going to look like a joke. He is a joke. You can hurt yourself very badly. And you know what, Trump? He's a crafty guy. He's a bottom feeder, too. He goes in his mind, well, yeah, that's true. I won't do that, but I got the insurrection coming up. Remember, this is January 3rd. That meeting, the insurrection was that Wednesday, 3 days later. I can declare martial law, maybe. Maybe Pence will say that these electors are no good. I've got a couple of tricks up my sleeve. He's sitting playing Texas Hold'em. I don't know if you like playing poker. I like playing poker. He's sitting with a bad hand, but there are a couple of more cards to turn over. And he's not willing to go all in right now over something stupid. That's all that happened. That's all that happened. And Pence is no saint. He's crooked as a dog's hind leg. Pence is already touting Trump again. Even though Trump said maybe Pence should be hanged. They're all going to hang Mike Pence. They constructed that gallows. They had internet messages, texts, tweets about how to do a gallows. What kind of lumber, pre-cut. They're going to hang him. They were going to beat Nancy Pelosi to death. A 95-pound, 82-year-old woman, they're going to beat her to death. Bunch of thugs is what was going to happen. So Pence is no saint, but Pence chickened out too. He was thinking of doing it. He called Dan Quayle. Quayle, what do you think? And Quayle, to his credit, I was never a big fan of Quayle. Quayle goes, are you out of your mind? Don't go near that. So he chickened out. That's what happened. Then they urged Trump to declare martial law because of the mob and stay in power. You do that in Africa. You do that in Asia. You do that in Russia, China, and some countries in South America. You do not do that in the United States of America. You do not do that in the United States of America, period. Period. End of story. All right, going back to the lines. Mark of Sussex, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark of Sussex?
I appreciate you taking my call. What I will say is the desperation on the Democratic Party is just pathetic, because for the last 6 years, this is even prior to Trump winning the election, all you could do, and this station has done the same thing every single day for the last 5-6 years, and it's the same 11 callers that call in every day.
This show. Is the first time you've called, and I put you on the air, Mark. This is the first time you've called. I put you on the air. If a liberal called into right-wing radio, they'd throw him in the river.
And I appreciate it, as I said. But my point is, you've been trying to find something on Trump for 6 years. Let's go back to the whole Russia BS, which was set up by the Democrats, all the lying that was done during that. But you never comment on that. And again, it all goes back
to Mark. He said he trusted Putin, and he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. That's treason. Ron Johnson did the same thing. A president has to trust the FBI and the CIA. He can't trust the KGB and Putin. Trump is servile to Putin because he's been funded by the oligarchs. His own son said that. He met with the Ruskies in the White House with no Americans around. He confiscates his translator's notes. And in Helsinki, they had that terrible thing where they go, do you trust the CIA and the FBI? They say Putin here hacked into the election. He goes, well, no, I don't trust them. I trust Putin. That is treason. That is treason. That's not just me. That is the facts. Okay, we're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.